it's Lenny with B98.5, and we have teamed up with RWJ Barnabas Health for Take Care, Stay Well. The Take Care, Stay Well program is a reminder to continue to see your doctor for your normal checkups, scheduled screenings, and yearly exams. I'm here with Dr. Seth Cohen, MD, RWJ Barnabas Health Regional Medical Director, Oncology Clinical Research. It's Cancer Prevention Month, and RWJ Barnabas Health Hospitals, including Monmouth Medical Center, Long Branch, Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus, Lakewood, and Community Medical Center in Toms River, want everyone to take screenings seriously. Prevention and catching cancer early is the best way to not only survive, but thrive. Dr. Cohen, what sort of screening should people have on a yearly basis?
So when I think of screening, I divide it into men and women. Women, we start screening for cervical cancer at an early age, around 25. And then we start the mammogram screening around the age of 40. For men, we start screening for prostate cancer, usually by the age of 45. And then in general, for anyone who's a smoker, we start screening for lung cancer at the age of 50. Of course, for both men and women, it's vital to get a colonoscopy to screen for colon cancer. And now the recommendations have changed from the age of 50 now to age of 45. So you should see your primary care physician and make sure your screenings are all in order to get properly screened, because screening equals survival in terms of all cancers.
If someone receives a cancer diagnosis, where should they go for treatment?
Thankfully, we have now, through the Rutgers Cancer Center and Robert Johnson Barnabas Health, three excellent choices in the southern region, which is Monmouth Medical Center, Community Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus. We are New Jersey's only National Cancer Institute designated comprehensive cancer center, in which we can offer the latest and greatest in cancer clinical trials and therapies to our patients. Once again, early detection of any cancer improves outcomes and saves lives, and hence we promote that every day.
Now, what if cancer runs in your family? How do you know if it's hereditary?
Typically, this starts both with the primary care doctor answering those questions. When patients come in, for instance, female coming in for their breast cancer screening mammography, there are forms that are filled out that indicate to us that there may be a strong family or personal history of cancer, and we elevate that both to our genetic counselor. Patients then could be put in what's called a high-risk screening program so they can be assessed and watched and monitored more closely.
Where can people go to get more information on the cancer services RWJ Barnabas offers?
Well, thankfully, right now, for patients who are looking for cancer help or treatment, there's a 1-800 number available to our patients to navigate to the right physician, which is 1-844-CANCER-NJ. Once again, 844-CANCER-NJ. And patients could use, through the web, the rwjbh.org/cancer website, or patients can use cinj.org website to navigate to find their appropriate physician through the Cancer Center at Rutgers.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Cohen. For more tips on ways to practice caution and wellness, visit takecarestaywell.com. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.